Hello, we've got our friends joining us here. We are once again live at the Carnegie Science Center, and it's brought to you by ShopErnie.com. The holidays are coming, and Ernie and Basil are ready to spread the Christmas cheer with their line of greeting cards. Everyone loves Golden Retrievers, so check out the ShopErnie.com collection. Send some merry greetings at ShopErnie.com. Jill, I think we're the smartest people here, but these robots that you have in, is it RoboWorld?
It is RoboWorld, that's right. Our RoboWorld Gallery is actually the world's largest permanent robotics exhibition. And so we showcase what robots are all about. And not only do we have some fun activities that kids can try out, for example, you can play basketball or air hockey against a robot. We also have our Robot Hall of Fame. And that contains...
Star Wars,
yes. C-3PO and R2-D2 are in there. You also have Robbie the Robot, you have the Iron Giant. We add to it periodically, and there's always a little bit of information about why these robots are important to kind of cultural history. And of course, we love Star Wars. We're the kind of place where a lot of Instagram photos are done in front of our droids.
I get why. You know what? I have to go to the washroom. Is there any kind of... She's laughing. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, but the parents here are calling it the Space Potty. Can you just tell people about that?
So we actually have an exhibit called Space Place, and it kind of goes up through our science center's atrium and includes some modules from the International Space Station. They're mock-ups of what you might see if you actually worked in space. And of course, astronauts have to go to the bathroom, so another very fun selfie spot is the space toilet. Now, to be clear, it is not a working toilet. It is just a photo opportunity. No.
Oops. Oh, darn. All right. Well, we're going to have to get maintenance over here.
I don't think any of your listeners have to worry about that.
I'm good. Yeah, but there's so much to see here. So we're just checking out two of these exhibits so far. We got a whole bunch of other places to check out. What else can people see and experience here?
Well, Carnegie Science Center is really unique because we have everything from a submarine. It's a Cold War era submarine. It's parked in the Ohio River just outside of our Science Center. That's included in your general admission. We have Highmark Sports Works, which includes a ropes course where you can actually learn to navigate obstacles. We'd say feet, so like 20 feet in the air. We also have all sorts of interactive exhibits throughout the building. Body Works allows you to explore the inner workings of the human body. We have our H2O exhibit, which explores Pennsylvania's rivers and some native species. We just opened a brand new giant cinema. It's the most technologically advanced cinema in the region. We can do 3D like you can't see anywhere else in Pittsburgh. And what's wonderful about this is it allows us to provide really fun programming, and kids are having so much fun they don't realize just how much they're learning.
What are we waiting for? Let's go do it. Where can people... We can spend a whole day here. The website and more information is at
CarnegieScienceCenter.org. You'll find all the information about ticketing and our awesome programs.
And we'll have pictures from our tour here. Again, it's pittsburgh.jbonair.com. Jill, thanks so much for having us. Let's go play.
All right, let's do it.